We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come during this Lenten season to the cross, we are reminded of the many witnesses that proclaim the wonderful ministry done on our behalf. Today we look at John the Baptist and how he is a witness in our lives even today. Your word, fill us and guide us as we live out our lives in these times. Amen. Tattoos are quite popular today. Matter of fact, there's been times when they're more popular than others. I remember in my early ministry that I had a lot of servicemen who fought in World War II who had those tattoos. And oftentimes when I would say to them, well, tell me a little bit about the tattoo, and I'd hear things like, well, that was a different time. I was a little foolisher then, and maybe I shouldn't have done it. Okay? Well, maybe tattoo parlors ought to have a sign as you enter that says, think before you ink. Do you really want to carry a tattoo with your girlfriend or boyfriend's name on it for the rest of your life? According to a Harris poll in 2018, tattoos are on the rise, but also that poll also shows that tattoo removal is also on the rise. And this is not a cheap process. What if our regrets in life were to show up as tattoos on our life? Think about that. How marked up would you be? If you looked in a mirror, what would you see? Would it be the face of someone who has hurt you? Would it be the amount of money you have wasted? Or what about the couldas and shouldas of life? We are a people with a lot of stuff. Matter of fact, when I moved after retiring, I have a basement filled with a lot of stuff because they're memorabilia and all these things that I'm not sure what to do with. And so now there they are, okay? But how about the basement of your life? What would one find there? Wasted years, greed, diversions, anger, arrogance, selfishness. Oh, the list could go on. And so what do we do with all this unwanted stuff that's in our lives? Some of that stuff we don't want to tell anyone about. Some of it we're defensive about. Some of it we want to keep locked up in the skeleton in our closet. And so oftentimes we want to seek to being innocent rather than asking for forgiveness. Our goal is to hide that secret, to cover it up. We don't want to address it. We certainly don't want to admit it. And no matter what else, oftentimes we're not willing to confess it. Yes, all of us are marked. Those marks can lead us to a feeling of being defeated. Defensive people hide marks. Defeated people replay those marks over and over again in their lives. The reality is there not a better way can God can deliver us from all of those ugly marks. And so today we begin a Lenten journey that takes us to the cross. And here we're going to consider witnesses to Christ. And the first is John the Baptist. Now you don't think of John the Baptist when you think about Jesus' journey to the cross. And yet John the Baptist is the first witness to the Christ. And he gives witness to when we're feeling defeated or defensive. And we have those words from the gospel reading, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John tells us that when it comes to those ugly marks of sin that fill our lives, we can be delivered. John the Baptist, when we think of him, what images come to mind? Yes, we think of him as that one out there in the wilderness eating locusts and wild honey and running around in camel garments. Yet, this was a man sent by God. He came as a witness, we are told in the first chapter of John, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. His mission was to bear a simple witness to the light. In fact, 14 times in the Gospel of John, the word witness is connected to John the Baptist. John 1:10 or 8:9 tells us he was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming to the world. So John is not the message. John is the messenger. Behold literally means to see. The verb can be translated look, gaze, stare, take note. And so when those ugly marks weigh us down, John says, "Behold the Lamb of God." This is the Passover Lamb of God. In fact, John uses the word Passover 11 times in the gospel. Think about that, 11 times. The gospel is structured to help us to behold, to see, to gaze, and to take note of Christ. And as the gospel ends, you hear those beautiful words, "And these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you may have life in his name. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Yes, take away the sin of the world. It's a verb. And it's in the present tense, which means it still happens today. This same God, this same act takes away your sins and mine. The Lamb of God removes those spots of our sinful nature. His sacrifice was not just for his time, but for all time, for all people. And when we confess our sins, it is the Lamb of God who removes them. So think about the ugly sins attached to your life. And then think about, behold the Lamb of God. It is Christ who takes away our guilt, but he also takes away our shame. Guilt is what we feel when we have done wrong. Shame is what we feel when someone else has wronged us. We've all experienced public shame. Maybe it's being and dealing with a handicap, divorce, alcoholism or alcoholic parents, a child arrested, a stigma of a lost job, the loss of a spouse, a house, life savings. Yes, and the reality everyone knows. And then there is those private shames. We've all felt it. We keep them buried. We don't want to talk about them. Shame is there. It is real. We want to put our hands over our ears. We want to splash water on our face. Nothing seems to take away our shame or our guilt, and too often we see it as the end of the story. But reality is it's not. Our first witness, John the Baptist, says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Maybe we need to stop carrying what we've been carrying far too long. Because you see, we've carried it so long we can't imagine life without it. But God does. God says to you, "Your sins are forgiven." You see, he did more than just imagine. He sent his only son to take our place. And so John says, look, behold, gaze. As we take this journey through Lent, we need to see and take a hold of, behold, the Lamb of God. This Lamb will accomplish for us what we could not. Lent is a time for us to talk about a fresh start, a new beginning. It is not about being defensive or defeated. It is about being delivered. When those feelings that bring us down strike at our lives, behold the Lamb of God. For Jesus endured nails, pain, suffering, a cross. Behold the Lamb of God. The marks in his hands are the only marks that really matter. Those marks remove all of our marks. And John gave a clear and a very simple witness. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Amen.